بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 22nd session reading from Arabic Lessons in Fiqh, المستوى الثالث, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, we're going to continue where we left off from last week with the Arkan of Salat, Arkan of Salat. Last week we started this subject and we took half of them, I think six, and in our text here there are 12. So we took half of them, yes. And today, inshallah, we're going to try to complete what remains, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Before that, I just want to mention that we did send an email to the class and I reminded you, yani, what we will be doing today, that we'll be continuing with Arkan al-Salat, pages 33 to 38, points number 7 through 12. So that means that those points, you should have previewed them, should have looked at them, and likewise, the points before that, you should have reviewed them, and the first 6 points, right? And also, I remind you, the secondary reference for this particular topic is Al-Wajiz fi Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz. And even though, yani, we're probably not going to take that much from it, but there are some points of importance that we're going to look at from Al-Wajiz. So please also try to any preview what is contained there for the future. Before we start right now, I mean before we start reading, can anybody tell us the 6 arkan of Salat that we took already? Ya Aba Bakrin. Al-Qiyam Fil Fard. Well, before you go to the next one, anybody want to add to that anything? Al-Qiyam is a ruqn of Salat. Liman? Ala man yaqdir alayhi. Al-Qadir. Ala al-Qadir, na'am. Number 2? Tahbiratul Ihram. Takbiratul Ihram, na'am. 2? Al-Fatiha, Suratul Fatiha, Qiraat Suratul Fatiha. الركوع, okay. رفع من الركوع. والاعتدال فيه. قائما. السجود. That's the 6 that we took last week. السجود. والسجود. Okay, so today, inshallah, نعم. أحسنت, he said, أحسنت. نعم. And by the way, you know, it is important for us, especially the younger people, to try to memorize as much as we can of these things, these points, and the evidences for them. It is important to memorize as much as we can, everybody according to their ability. But even if we just memorize the points, yani the yani shurut for sihat al-salat, arkan al-salat, wajibat al-salat, and it's important, especially as we look into it in more detail and we see that there's some difference of opinion, that some scholars have different yani points that they mention. So that way we can, in our mind, grasp where there's difference on this point or that point. It will help us to understand some of these fiqh issues. Of course, yani, our intent here is not to go into the details of fiqh because this is an Arabic class, right? But at the same time, yani, we want to go into some of the details, at least a little bit of it, so that there are some points which really require clarification and we need to clarify them. And for that reason, we're going to look at some other any sources just to bring in some extra points that may be of benefit. Okay, after that, we're going to go straight to the next point, which is point number 7 on page 36. Al-Julus Baina As-Sajdatain. Al-Julusu Baina As-Sajdatain. Meaning? The sitting between two prostrations. Yani, this is from the Arkan of Salat, that a person sit between these two prostrations. And as we will see, At-Tuma'anina Fihi Kadhalik. Yani, it's very important because some people, they prostrate, they came up and maybe they didn't actually sit up. They rose a little bit and they went right back down. And this sitting is a ruqn of the salah, meaning that it's from the essential matters of the salah, without which the salah is invalid. Invalid. Al-julus, yani the actual sitting, bayna as-sajdatain. Wa daliluhu qawlu Aisha radiyallahu anha an salati nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ إِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ مِنَ السَّجْدَةِ لَمْ يَسْجُدْ حَتَّى يَسْتَوِيَ جَالِسًا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. So what is the evidence for the sitting between two prostrations? يعني the dalil is what? The saying of Aisha radiallahu anha عن صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني her saying concerning or about the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, where she said, وكان إذا رفع رأسه من السجدة, يعني meaning whenever, وكان, this is what he used to do ongoing, يعني regularly, وكان, whenever he would raise his head from the prostration, لم يسجد حتى يستوي جالسا, then he would not prostrate the second prostration until he was sitting upright completely, حتى يستوي جالسا, until he was sitting upright completely. This hadith reported by Imam Muslim. وصفة هذا الجلوس أن يجلس مفترشا, أي يفرش رجله اليسرى فيقعد عليها وينصب رجله اليمنى ويستقبل بأصابعها القبلة. يعني this, يعني افتراش, this type of sitting, مفترشاً, is other than متوركاً. متوركاً. Okay? The description of the sitting between two prostrations is that the person sit مفترشاً. What is the meaning of مفترشاً? What is the meaning of مفترشاً? يعني the meaning of it is described here. It's defined. A, يفرشو رجله اليسرى. يعني that he put his left foot down flat on the ground. Down flat on the ground. وَيَقَعَدُ عَلَيْهَا, and he's sitting on his foot, not with the backside on the floor, on the foot, sitting on the foot. وَيَنْصِبُ رِجْلَهُ الْيُمْنَى, and he's propping up the right foot. وَيَسْتَقْبِلُ بِأَصَابِعِهَا, and he is directing the toes of the right foot towards the qibla. Okay, does somebody want to demonstrate this? طيب, you're a little bit younger now.
Snort by the knee.
Where do you want me to
do it? First, both ways, every way. Do it different ways. First the qibla. Okay. Okay, notice that his foot, his left foot is flat on the ground. And he's sitting on top of his foot. And the left foot is propped up off the ground. Okay, this is iftirash. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. And the right foot is propped up. Now, okay? So this is very important. This from the sunnah lil qadir alayh, for the one who is able to do it. And as you get older and the knees start going bad, it may be a little difficult. So yalla, ma fi mushkila. You do the best you can. Fattaqullah ma istata'tum. This is how we should sit in between the two prostrations. Anyway, there are some issues concerning this, some matters, but yani this is what is yani the most well known for the sitting between two prostrations. Ibn Abbas, there's something narrated from him also, but any perhaps we'll look at it in the future. For now, this is what is well known for the sitting, the description of the sitting between two prostrations. Type number 8. Al-tuma'nina. Al-tuma'nina tu, yani, wa hiya as-sukunu, wa in kana zamanuhu qaleelan, ay al-baqa'u ba'da istiqrari الأعضاء في الركوع والرفع منه والسجود والجلوس بين السجدتين. يعني التمأنينة, here we're saying that this condition of تمأنينة is applicable to different positions. The position of ركوع, the position when you're standing, rising up from ركوع, the position when you're in prostration, and when you're sitting between two prostrations. In every one of those positions, there should be تمأنينة. Okay, tuma'anina means as-sukoon. The person is calm, sakin. Yani, in a position of tranquility, repose, calm, relaxed. Not hastily trying to go to the next position. But you reach the ruku and you stay there for a minute. You rise up from ruku and you wait. I remember the brother accused me. First the Egyptian tablighi tried to attack me. And then the other brother, I'm not going to say, I shouldn't say their countries, I'm sorry. But anyway, he tried to join him. And he said, yeah, yani, why you always stand for a long time when you came from ruku? We don't also know what this is about. is sunnah. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the arkan of salat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to rise up from ruku, he used to say what? After he said, Sami Allahu liman hamida, he said, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, mil as-samawati, wa mil al-ardi, wa ma baynahuma. Yani, to the end of his supplications. How did you say that? When you are, as soon as you stand up, you are making sajda again. Huh? This is from the arkan of salat, at-tuma'nina, in ruku. When you rise up from ruku, in sajda, and in the sitting between two prostrations, you have to stay there for a minute. And every one of these positions has dua from the sunnah. And you're still there. Naam, barakallah fihim. Naam. Well, I saw a video once of Sheikh Ali Abdurrahman Hudhayfi. Allah yahfadhu. And subhanAllah, when he was leading the prayer, it was such calm. And the whole masjid, it was in Hajj time or in Ramadan, masjid is full. And it was like a tremendous calm. That was really, yani, a person can enjoy this as opposed to the normal prayers that we pray, Wallahu musta'an. Here is sukoon, yani, at-tuma'anina, here is sukoon, wa in kana zamanuhu qalila, even if its time is a little, even if it's short, even if it's not long to recite so many supplications, but at least there has to be, yani, some position or some moment of, yani, calmness. That is, al-baqaa, yani wa in kana zamanuhu qalilan, ay al-baqaa'u ba'da istiqrari al-a'adha. Yani, that a person remains, the remaining there, after the members of the body reach their position, yani, their stationary position. Yani, they're settled in their position. Al-istiqrar, the parts of the body are settled in that position of ruku, or of qiyam, or of sajda, or of jalsa, be sitting between the two prostrations. When the parts of the body are settled in that position, you have to remain there at least for a little while. Whether it's in ruku, or the rafa' minhu, standing, rising up from ruku, or the sujood, the prostration, or the julus, bayna sajdatain, the sitting between two prostrations. In each one of these positions, there should be tuma'anina, calmness, tranquility. Relaxed state. Now,
have some people when they're praying, like some people, they just the way they learned it, like they just learned it, but they're not specific. and some of them, like, not talking about the ones who speed right through it.
Yeah.
Talking about some who just like a little faster than what they should.
Okay.
And this is from the pillars.
Yeah, it's from the pillars of Salat now.
But since they did not know. Would the salah be accepted? If, like, for example, they said, Sami Allah liman hamida, and, like, they didn't wait, and they just directly went down to sujood right away.
If they didn't know it?
They didn't know it. That, like, they learned, like, the way they learned. Because I know a lot of people like that, the way they learned.
Okay, we don't want to make a judgment or ruling on people's, yani, worship, right? But in Islam, there are certainly rulings, yani, ahkam, that are applicable legally to yani things in Islam, right? And then there's fatawa, yani, which take into consideration conditions of people. So a mufti, who's qualified to give legal rulings, might consider a person's condition, and they might give them a ruling based on the hukum shara'i and the conditions that that person is under. As far as the hukum shara'i, yani, whoever left out a rukun from the arkan of salat, the salat is invalid. Whether it's because they did it intentionally or they did it unknowingly, it's invalid. Can Allah accept it? That's up to Allah. He does whatever He wills. But what's the hukm shara'i? That the rukun of the salat is essential for the validity of the prayer. If it's not there, the prayer is invalid. That's the rukun. That's the hukm shara'i. As far as the person who didn't know and why they didn't know, and maybe they are new Muslim and they just became a Muslim, okay, that's Allah, sure Allah knows that this person is a new Muslim. Allah is, yani, arhamur rahimin, right? But any, that's for Allah. As far as the hukm shari'i, prayer is invalid. Okay, tuma'anina. Naam. The dalil, yani this is yani the description or the definition of what is a tuma'anina, a sukoon, yani wa in kana zamanuhu qalilan, and remaining in that position for these particular places in the salat, yani the ruku and the standing from ruku and the sujood, or, and the sitting between two prostrations. Wa dalil ala anna tuma'aninata ruknun qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith al-musi fi salatihi. Yani the evidence that at-tuma'anina, having calmness, that it is a pillar, an essential pillar, yani of the salat, the proof for this is his statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of the person who performed his prayer poorly, where he said, ثُمَّ رَكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا ثُمَّ رَفَعْ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. And in the authentic narration in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and Shaykh al-Albani said that it was sahih, he says, حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا ثُمَّ مَسْجُدْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا ثُمَّ رَفَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا ثُمَّ مَسْجُدْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا ثُمَّ فَعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And the proof for this is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is an important hadith that we studied previously some time ago. It's an important hadith of the man who prayed poorly. Yani that is that he performed the prayer in a way that was defective. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet responded to his salams. And then he said what to him? Irji fasalli fa'innaka lam tusalli. Irji fasalli fa'innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you have not prayed. Meaning that he left out some of the essentials of the prayer, and therefore the prayer is invalid. You have to go back and pray over again. In that hadith, in some of the narration of the wording is a little bit different. It came, the Prophet ﷺ said, then bow, yani in ruku, hatta tatma'inna raki'an, until you are calm and at ease in the position of bowing. Thumma arafa, hatta ta'tadila qa'iman, and then stand up until you stand up upright. Ta'tadila, balance straight up. Qa'iman, in some of the narrations that's authentic, it said the same word, tatma'inna qa'iman, until you are calm. And tastawiya qa'iman also came in some of the narrations. Then prostrate until you are at ease in prostration. Then rise up, yani to the sitting between two prostrations. Hatta tatma'inna jalisan, until you are at ease in this sitting between two prostrations. And then prostrate, second prostration, and remain there until you are at ease in the position of prostration. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and then do like this in the whole of your salat, all of it. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Naam. Okay, the next point is Al-Julus. But before we go to Al-Julus, I want to go back a little bit. I want to go back a little bit to the sujood. I want to go back a little bit to Al-Wajiz. I just want to mention a point from Al-Wajiz. I got a little bit distracted, but let me go back and mention from Al-Wajiz. I don't know if I read this point last week. In Al-Wajiz on page 87, points 8 and 9, it says, As-sujood wa tuma'anina fihi. And he mentions here, A'adha' as-sujood. Yani the members of the body, the limbs of the body that are required in a sujood. Did we talk about that last week?
No.
We did?
No.
Okay. Okay, so we talked about it anyway from the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Prophet ﷺ said, I've been commanded to prostrate on seven bones, that is the forehead. And he pointed to his nose, meaning that the nose is included in the forehead as one bone. And then, al-yadain wa rukbatain wa atraf al-qadamain, the two palms of the hands, the two knees, and the extremities of the feet, that is the toes. Okay, so anyway, we read that last week, so that's good. Alhamdulillah. Huh? Is it also in the book? Okay. Okay, so let's go on to point number 9, al-julus lit-tashahud al-akhir. والتسليمتين الجلوس للتشاهد الأخير والتسليمتين. Here I just want to note that there are two tashahuds, right, in the prayers that have three or four rak'ah. So we are referring here to at-tashahid al-akhir, yani in the last rak'ah, whether it's the third rak'ah or the fourth rak'ah before rak'ah prayer, sitting for the tashahud and sitting for the taslimatain, yani saying assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right and the left, in the different ways that has been narrated authentically in the sunnah. This sitting is also a rukun from the arkan of salat, the sitting. It says here, yani on page 37, وَهُوَ the sitting, وَهُوَ ثَابِتُ الثَّابِتُ الْمَعْرُوفُ مِنْ حَدِي النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Yani it is الثَّابِتُ الْمَعْرُوفُ, meaning that which is confirmed, established, and well-known from the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَدْ كَانَ يَقْعُدُ الْقُعُودُ الْأَخِيرُ وَيَقْرَأُ فِيهِ التَّشَاهُدَ. Yani the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم certainly, definitely used to sit in this final sitting, and he used to read in it, yani recite in it, التَّشَاهُد. وَقَالَ الْمُصِي فِي صَلَاتِهِ, and he said to the one who performed his prayer poorly, فَإِذَا رَفَعْتَ رَأْسَكَ مِنْ آخِرِ سَجْدَةٍ وَقَعَعْتَ قَعَدْتَ قَدْرَ التَّشَاهُدِ فَقَدْ تَمَّتْ صَلَاتُكَ. Also, we have to note here, yani, that this narration, فَإِذَا رَفَعْتَ رَأْسَكَ, if you raise up your head, مِنْ آخِرِ سَجْدَةٍ, from the last sajda, yani, the final rak'ah and the final sajda, second of them, وَقَعَدْتَ, and you sat the amount of time to recite the tashahud, فَقَدْ تَمَّتْ صَلَاتُكَ, then you have completed your salah. This narration, I couldn't find anywhere. So if anybody finds it, you have a reward from me. So please search. We want to find it so we can put some source here. I don't know where this came from. I looked at all the narrations that I can find for this event, and I didn't find this wording anywhere.
From the hadith of
Musi, there are a lot of narrations. I looked at everyone I can find, I didn't find it. By the way, what I did find though, I will share with you, that what I did find is this saying,
وَقَوْلُهُ وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَى هَذَا قَالُوا إِذَا جَلَسَ مِقْدَارَ التَّشَاهُدِ وَأَحْدَثَتْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُسَلِّمَ فَقَدْ تَمَّتْ صَلَاتُهُ.
This almost the same wording, except it contained what? That if a person sat the amount of time to recite tashahud, and then they invalidated their state of tahara before they made taslim. Yani meaning they recited the tashahud and everything, and just before taslim they invalidated their tahara, فَقَدْ تَمَّتْ صَلَاتُهُ, then he has completed his salat. That's the only wording I found similar to what is reported here in the book. And this is the saying, the opinion of some of the Ahlul Ilm. وَهُوَ قَوْلَ أَبِي حَنِيفَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ وَصَاحِبَيْهِ, yani his two companions, but yani even they have some difference of opinion about it. Yani it's based on a hadith, yani this view is based on a hadith. I think it's in the Sunnah of Abu Dawud, but it's da'if. Wallahu alam. In any case, I'm saying that's all I could find. Wallahu alam. If somebody finds in the narration, yani this wording that came here in the book, we will appreciate greatly, so we can add it to our book. Naam. Yeah. It could be a printing error, that's true. It could be a printing error. Let's hope it's a printing error. But anyway, if somebody did find it, that would be wonderful. Okay? So, in any case, what we'll say here is that we have to look for this particular point. In any case, there's no doubt we know that the Prophet ﷺ, in the descriptions of the prayer of the Prophet, in many authentic narrations of hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and others, it describes the Prophet ﷺ sitting and reciting the tashahud, the words of the tashahud, different words of the tashahud, narrated authentically, lots of them. So we know it is al-thabit al-ma'roof. That's a fact. As far as this particular narration, I don't know it. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, after that, next point, number 10, التشاهد الأخير. التشاهد الأخير. التشاهد الأخير
it is from the arkan of the salat. If it is abandoned, then the salat is invalid. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى أَنَّهُ رُكْنٌ قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. يعني this, the evidence that this is a pillar, an essential pillar of the salat, is his sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying sallu, that's the fi'l amr, meaning I command you to pray kama ra'aytumuni usalli, yani just as you all saw me praying. Yani he's talking to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's talking to his companions and he's saying to them, pray just as you have seen me praying. And they have described to us what they have seen him doing, and therefore we are able to pray as though we are seeing him. And this is the name of a book called Sifatu Salat al-Nabi Kama Ka'annaka Tarahu. Yani this is the description of the prayer of the Prophet as though you are actually seeing it. As though you're actually seeing it. With every detail of it being described, with every reference for the authenticity of the narrations from the beginning of it to the end of it. يعني من التكبير إلى التسليم, from the beginning of the prayer to the end of it. This is a book, it is a very important book. I intended to bring it with me today, but I think I took it out of my bag for something and forgot to put it back. Do we have here, maybe? The name of it is The Description of the Prayer of the Prophet. That's the name that they normally translate as the description. Yeah, but this one, the other ones didn't have this full title like this. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ مِنَ التَّكْبِيرِ إِلَى التَّسْلِيمِ. That's Sheikh Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani. It's one of the best books for Salat. For people who want to study the Salat in detail. Not for a new Muslim. Somebody just became a Muslim, they want to learn how to pray. That's not a book you should give to somebody. That would not be smart. Because they'll be overwhelmed. But rather, for the person who just became a Muslim, you can give them another book that's similar, but it's very simple and brief. It is Wasf As-Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz Rahimahullah. Small book, gives the whole description of the Salat from the beginning to the end without all the details and the discussions. Now,
another brother came there and was telling me to tell the brother to get the book of Sheikh Al-Albani, Sifat the Salat
al-Nabi. No Muslim, huh?
Yeah, no Muslim. Then I was saying to myself, that's too advanced for him. You know, it's better
than sure, it is. It's absolutely too advanced.
Before those going, you can look at the...
Yeah, or with some illustrations or something. Yeah, and so a person can see something about how is the standing and stuff like that. It's just simple, without ikhtilafat, without references, different opinions, and 15 different narrations for ruku. That's for us. Na'am, alhamdulillah, mashallah. But that's not for the person who just became a Muslim. Now, and there's no distinction between the prayer of the man and the woman overall. Na'am. Okay, at-tashahud al-akhir. Naam. If you excuse me from answering this question, I would appreciate it. Okay. No, I don't want to answer it. I'm sorry. Danny, I'll talk to you about it, inshallah. I mean, it's just only because time, inshallah. It will take some time, because too many points in that question. It will take some time, inshallah. But I'll talk to you, no problem, inshallah. But the time right now, we have like a lot still to cover. We want to try to finish this topic today. In any case, in general, to kind of give you something for this, in general, the adhan and the iqamah is required for sure for the salat and jama'ah. As far as somebody praying alone or praying at home or something like that, sure, it still should be done, but it's not like the same, because the adhan is to announce the time for prayer to the people. And it should be called from the masjid to announce the prayer, time for prayer to the people. If somebody is praying alone, they don't have to announce the time for prayer to themselves, right? But nonetheless, it's better that a person call the adhan, it's rewardable, it's praiseworthy, and the iqamah also. But and the details of that other discussion require some other points that we don't have time to go into now. At Tashahud al-Akhir, point number 10, yani the dalil is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pray as you have seen me praying. And also another dalil, wa annahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yudawimu ala dhalika. Second evidence, kana yudawimu ala dhalika, meaning he was persistent, consistent, doing it all the time. Da'iman, da'iman. He used to, yani, do this. He used to recite, yani, the tashahud al-akhir. And third evidence, وَأَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُسِيَى فِي صَلَاتِهِ. And the third proof is that he, not only he himself used to consistently do it, but he also ordered the person who performed his prayer poorly to do this. And then he said, وقول ابن مسعود وابن عباس رضي الله عنهم. Why رضي الله عنهم?
ابن عباس father is
Muslim. أيوة, because three people is plural, right? ابن مسعود وابن عباس, يعني meaning him and his father. That's three. رضي الله عنهم. قول ابن مسعود وابن عباس رضي الله عنهم كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا التشاهد كما يعلمنا السورة من القرآن. يعني the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to teach us the تشاهد in the same way that he used to teach us a chapter of the Quran. يعني with care and diligence and great importance. روى قول ابن مسعود البخاري ومسلم وقول ابن عباس مسلم والنسائي. يعني this statement from Abdul Mas'ud is recorded by al-Bukhari and Muslim, and the statement of Ibn Abbas, same meaning, is from Ibn Abbas though is reported by al-Imam Muslim and an-Nasa'i rahimahumullah rahmatan wasi'a. Tashahud al-akhir. Okay, now we do have to pause here for a moment. No, let's read the Sigha to Tashahud so that in case maybe, yani we won't read it somewhere else. Sigha at Tashahud, meaning the form, that wording, yani the expressions that are that should be recited in at Tashahud. The Sigha, the form of it. Qad waradat siyagun, yani different wordings, plural, lit Tashahud. عن ابن مسعود وابن عباس وابن عمر وابي موسى العشري وعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عن الجميع. يعني different wordings for the تشاهد have been reported, recorded from عبد الله بن مسعود, from عبد الله بن عباس, from عبد الله بن عمر, from أبو موسى العشري, from عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عن الجميع. May Allah be pleased with all of them. تقترب الفاظ كل واحدة من غيرها. يعني what is the meaning here? تقتربوا, they are close. اقتربا, وعليكم السلام. تقتربوا, يعني that they are close. The expressions, the wordings of each one of them is close to the others. وأصحها تشاهد ابن مسعود. And the most authentic of them is the Tashahud of Ibn Mas'ud. And he's making a claim. That's a big claim, right? That's quite a big claim. قال مسلم رحمه الله تعالى أجمع الناس على التشاهد ابن مسعود. يعني الإمام مسلم said أجمع الناس, يعني the people, the Muslims, يعني the scholars in particular, have reached ijma concerning the fact that the tashahud of Ibn Mas'ud is authentic. Yani there's ijma on this. So that's why he's saying the most authentic of them is the tashahud of Ibn Mas'ud, which yani has the ruling of ijma. Wa ma dhalika fa ay sighatin. Yani it says fa ayya. Allahu a'lam. I think it should be fa ay sighatin tashahada biha al-musalli أجزعته. يعني whichever wording the person recites for تشاهد, that he used for his تشاهد, the praying person, then أجزعته. It will suffice him. He will be given credit for reciting the tashahud. With the condition, إِذَا كَانَتْ وَارِدَةٌ بِنَقْلٍ صَحِيحٍ Huh? Any wording that you recite, you will be accredited with having recited the tashahud as long as it is a wording that has come to us by an authentic transmission. بِنَقْلٍ صَحِيحٍ Because perhaps there are some unauthentic hadith, right? Not perhaps, for sure there are. And that wouldn't be, yani, proper to use such unless we confirm its authenticity. What is the tashahud of Ibn Mas'ud? Tashahud Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, At-tahiyyatu lillahi, wa-salawatu, wa-tayyibatu. As-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi, wa-rahmatullahi wa-barakatuh. As-salamu alayna, وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Okay, yani the meaning of this is well known to us, but in any case, التهيات لله التهيات means يعني التعظيمات يعني glorification and exaltation belongs to Allah. Every form of تعظيم, it belongs to Allah. والصلوات and the prayers والطيبات and all good deeds يعني belong to Allah. As-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi, may the salam be upon you, O Prophet, and the mercy of Allah and His blessings, and may salam be upon us. We're going to come back to that, inshallah. May salam be upon us and upon ibadillahi salihin. I wish I could stop here. Ya'ani, subhanAllah, some of the scholars said that in the tashahud of every salat, of every Muslim, obligatory and voluntary prayers, they are praying, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Who are the ibadillah salihin? Yani the worshippers of Allah who are salih. Not everybody. This dua is only for some people. We want to come back and look at it sometime. The importance of receiving the dua of all the Muslims all over the earth, every day, all the time, if you are from the ibadillah salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and I bear witness that there is nothing that deserves worship except Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipper and his messenger. And his messenger. Now, this is yani the tashahud of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Okay, we're going to just take a quick look at Al-Wajiz, page 88, number 12. Al-Wajiz, page 88, number 12. Here in Al-Wajiz said tashahud al-akhir, narrated from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, كنا نقول قبل And يُفْرِضَ عَلَيْنَا التَّشَاهُدُ We used to say before the tashahud was made obligatory upon us, we used to say, السلام على الله. السلام على جبريل وميكائيل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تقولوا هكذا, ولكن قولوا التحيات لله. يعني before they were taught this tahiyya, Ibn Mas'ud, رضي الله عنه said, we used to say before that, As-salamu ala Allah. Salam be upon Allah. And salam be upon Jibreel and Mikael. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, he said to them, don't say like that, but rather say it like this. This narration is mentioned by Shaykh al-Albani in Irwa al-Galil, hadith number 319, is reported by An-Nasa'i and Ad-Darqutni. The Shaykh said that it's sahih. Yani after this, yani they mention a couple of points. Fa'idah. Okay, the first fa'idah we already covered. Yani from the most authentic of the narrations of Tashahud, or the wordings of Tashahud, is the wording of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And he mentions a narration similar to the one that we already read with the wording of Tashahud recorded by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The second, fa'idah ukhra. Yani we already read that point, even though the narration is a little bit different, but the meaning is the same. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Came in both of these reports. Peace be upon you, O Prophet. Fa'idah ukhra. Naam? Fa'idah ukhra. Another benefit, قوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yani he's saying in that narration, peace be upon you, O Prophet, and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. قال الحافظ في الفتح. Who are we talking about here? Al-Hafiz? Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Rahimahullah. In his explanation of Al-Bukhari, Fath al-Bari, he said in the second volume, 314,
And page numbers may be different because a lot of printings of Fath al-Bari. And otherwise, it is here, but maybe the pages may be different. Anyway, we'll just read from here. He said, Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he said, related to this wording from Ibn Mas'ud, As-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi, he said, قَدْ وَرَدَ فِي بَعْضُ طُرُكَ الْحَدِيثِ Ibn Mas'ud هَذَا يعني, meaning, it has been narrated in some of the طُرُك, yani some of the different chains or paths that came from the from this statement from Ibn Mas'ud, this hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, مَا يَقْتَدِي الْمُغَايِرَ بَيْنَ زَمَنِهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَيُقَالُ بِلَفْظِ الْخِطَابِ وَأَمَّا بَعْدَهُ فَيُقَالُ بِلَفْظِ الْغَيْبَةِ يعني, Al-Hafidh is saying that there are some narrations that came from Ibn Mas'ud of this report, that which indicates or necessitates there being مُغَايِرَة, yani a different way or different look at the recitation of tashahud in his time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet was living, so that you say it, beloved al-khitab, yani directly to him, salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Amma ba'dahu, after his wafat, his death, fayuqal beloved al-ghayba, yani you say it in the third person. Third person. Yani in his absence. Fafi al-isti'adhan min sahih al-Bukhari, min tariq Abi Ma'mar, an ibn Mas'ud, بعد أن ساخ الحديث التشاهد قال وهو بين ظهرنينا فلما قبض قلنا السلام يعني على النبي instead of السلام عليك يعني he's saying that in the book of Istiadhan in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari from a chain from Abu Ma'amar from Ibn Masud after he mentioned the hadith of Tashahud he said that's what we used to say while he was amongst us living with us. But when his soul was taken, then we used to say, As-salam, يعني على النبي. كذا وقع في البخاري. This is how it came in Sahih al-Bukhari. With this explanation here. وأخرجه أبو أوانة في صحيح والسراج والجوزقي وأبو نعيم الإصبحاني والبيحقي من طرق متعددة إلى أبي نعيم Shaykh al-Bukhari. Then he said, also has been reported, yani in the collections of Abu Awam and his Sahih and Saraj and others, Abu Nu'aym and Bayhaqi, from different chains of narrations, Turuq Muta'addida, all of them, all of those chains from those different scholars, going back to Abu Nu'aym, the Shaykh of Bukhari, the teacher of Bukhari. Fihi beloved, in it, it contains the expression, Falamma qubida, قُلْنَا السَّلَامُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ بِحَذْفْ لَفْظْ يَعْنِي يعني in the previous narration that Ibn Hajar mentions, it said, we used to say, السلام يعني على النبي. Meaning, they used to say, السلام, and the salam is intended for who? The Prophet. But in these narrations, that all go back to the Shaykh of Bukhari, he said, without يعني, السلام على النبي, directly. وكذلك روى أبو بكر ابن أبي شيبة عن أبي نعيم and this is how it was also narrated by Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah from Abu Nu'aym and by the way Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah yani what's significant here is Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah is the Shaykh of yani Abu Nu'aym is the Shaykh of Bukhari and Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah is the Shaykh of Imam Muslim is the main teacher of Imam Muslim yani 70% of 75% of the hadith in Sahih Muslim He narrated from his teacher, Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shaybah, rahimahullah. وقال السبقي في شرح المنهاج بعد أن ذكر هذه الرواية من عند أبي عوانة وحده. And السبقي says in his explanation of المنهاج, after he mentioned this narration that came from Abu Awana, when he mentioned that one alone, not the other narration that we have mentioned here, when he mentioned that one, he said, إن صح هذا عن الصحابة دل على أن الخطاب في السلام بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غير واجب. يعني if this is authentic, As-Subki said, if it is, he only had one narration. He said, if it's authentic from the companions, like this is really true, then it indicates that al-khitab saying as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi directly in the salam after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is not obligatory.
Rather, it's sufficient to say As-salamu ala nabi. It's sufficient to say As-salamu ala nabi. Qultu, yani al-qal al-hafiz, al-hafiz ibn Hajj is narrating all of this. He's saying, I say, qad sahha bila rayba. Indeed, it is authentic. There's no doubt about it. Naam.
What if you go to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Which word you should use? As-salamu alayka, ayyuha nabi, or as-salamu alayka?
As-salamu alayka, ayyuha nabi. Addressing him directly, because it's authentically reported, the Prophet ﷺ said that if anyone gives salams to me, Allah returns my soul so that I may return salams. Naam, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Naam. In any case, al-Hafiz, he says, huh? He was speaking to him directly. Naam. وَقَدْ صَحَّ بِلَا رَيْبٍ. And it is authentically reported without doubt. Yani al-Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani says, naam, it is authentic. وَقَدْ وَجَدْتُ لَهُمْ مُتَابَعًا قَوِيًّا. And I have found strong supporting narrations to support it as well. قَالَ عَبْدُ الرَّزَاقِ أَخْبَرَنَا إِبْنِ جُرَيْجِ أَخْبَرَنَا عَطَاءَ أَنَّ الصَّحَابَ كَانُوا يَقُولُونَ وَالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَيٌّ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ فَلَمَّا مَاتَ قَالُوا السَّلَامُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَهَذَا إِسْنَادٌ صَحِيحٌ. And this is the end of what he's narrating here. He said, Abdul Razak, he said that it was reported to me from Ibn Uraij, who reported from Atta, that the companions of the Prophet, they used to say, while the Prophet was living, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, and when he passed away, they used to say, As-salamu ala nabi, wa hadha isnadun sahih. Wa qala al-Albani, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasiyan fi sifat as-salat, page 126, wa la budda an yakuna thalika bi tawqifi minhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is of necessity that this, what they were doing, had to be directly from the Prophet, yani tawqif from the Prophet, meaning going back to the Prophet, they're basing upon what the Prophet instructed them with. وَيُؤَيِّدُهُ أَنَّ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا كَذَلِكَ كَانَتْ تُعَلِّمُهُمْ التَّشَاهُدْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ السَّلَامُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. And what supports it also is that Aisha رضي الله عنها, she likewise used to teach the people the tashahud in the salat in this wording, As-salamu ala nabi. Rawahu as-Siraj fi musnadihi, yani volume 912, al-Mulakhas fi al-Fawaid, yani volume 11, so and so, bi sanadain sahihain anha. And it came with two different isnads, and both of them are sahih. And by the way, Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated the tashahud with this wording, As-salamu ala nabi. She narrated that wording from the Prophet while the Prophet was living. Pay attention to this point. Because we're talking about saying that when the Prophet has passed away. Aisha narrated this wording from the Prophet that he taught her while he was living to say As-salamu ala nabi. Okay? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying now. Okay? She taught that to the people. The Prophet taught it to her while he was living. As-salamu ala nabi. Naam. That's like yani different than what we're talking about right now. Okay, we're not talking about after his death. We're talking about while he was living. Also, the Prophet ﷺ taught this wording, not just after he was, to be used after he passed away. Rather, while he was living, he taught the people like this. Okay, in any case, this is some of the benefits that came from Al-Wajiz. We're going to go back now to point number 11 in our book. On page 37, point number 11 is At-Taslim. Naam. I mean, there's more to this discussion, by the way. Whoever reads the book of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab concerning the Arkan and the Wajibat of Salat, there are two commentaries on it, very important commentaries, and both of them have been translated into one book together. The commentary on the book of Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the commentary of Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Jami, rahimahullah, and the commentary of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. Both of the commentaries on this book have been translated and compiled in one book that you can buy in English. But anyway, it's better to have it in Arabic, since we're Arabic students, right? In any case, it's there. And in there, you will find some interesting points. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, says that it is not required that you say, after the death of the Prophet, As-salamu ala nabi. Rather, you may say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, And he brings the proofs for this. From amongst those proofs is that it was done after the death of the Prophet by some of the companions, reported in the Muwatta bi isnadin sahih. So please go back and read this other side of the issue. It's not contradictory. His opinion is that if a person says As-salamu ala nabi, fine. If they said As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, it's perfectly lawful. Naam, they were doing it after the death of the Prophet, and it's authentically narrated with isnad and sahih, some of the companions. So anyway, I'm just saying that there's another side to this issue, and we don't have time to look at it now, but if you go back, you will find Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abad discussing this topic in with some clarity. With some clarity. Okay. Okay, now we are point number 11, At-Taslim. But before we go there, I'm sorry, there's only 11 and 12 remaining, and probably we're not going to finish today. But before we go to Taslim, because that would be the end of the Salat, right? And then this Tartib. Before we do that, we want to go back to Al-Wajiz. And we want to go to point number 13 or 14. Al-Wajiz. Naam. Naam, point number 13. Page 89. Point number 13. After the Tashahud Al-Akhir, they mentioned here, point number 13, As-Salatu ala nabi. After the Tashahud, As-Salatu ala nabi. We know that Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, he says, yani, in Al-Umm, and it's authentic and it's correct, his opinion, that there's no separation between the two parts of Tashahud. At-Tahiyyatu lillahi and As-Salatu ala nabi. Both of them, yani, Imam Shafi says, that there's no, rahimahullah, there's no separation between them. Meaning, they should both be recited whenever you recite them. And then there are some proofs concerning this. We don't have time today to go into it. But in any case, maybe we'll go back and look at Al-Umm and we'll bring like what he said or yani, some further details concerning this. But the point I'm making here is that At-Tashahud and As-Salatu ala Nabi, yani, sometimes people consider them to be separate. And usually, yani, one of them is recited in the first Tashahud. And then both of them recite in the second tashahud. And what is closer to the sunnah is to recite both of them in the tashahud. Yani, first of them and the second of them. Naam. Anyway, we'll look at this. Inshallah, if somebody remind me, we'll go back and look at it. Yani, some discussion concerning the proofs and the evidence and the references for it. In any case, this I say this is the opinion of Imam Shafi'i. So that you don't take it lightly. Like, where is this guy getting this from? I'm getting from Imam Shafi'i. And this is the correct opinion. And some of the scholars brought a number of evidences supporting what Imam Shafi'i said, that this is really correct. Allahu A'lam. In any case, it's a matter of fiqh. There is difference of opinion. If somebody only recites one of them, yani, فَلَكَ ذَلِكَ And whoever recites both of them, فَهَذَا أَحْسَن وَأَكْمَل وَأَفْضَل نعم وخير نعم نعم second rakah of 4 rakah salat نعم all of it السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته all of that Most general don't, because most of the books don't explain it like that. In any case, whoever does it one way or the other, we're not blaming anybody. We're just saying that there's another view, and this is the view of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i. Who is Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i? And he doesn't require introduction. Naam. Allah irhamhu. Rahmatan wasi'a. In any case, here we want to go back to this point. As-Salatu ala Nabi. This is from Al-Wajiz. الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد التشاهد الأخير. This is mentioned also from the arkan of salat to recite الصلاة على النبي. لحديث فضالة ابن عبيد الأنصاري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يصلي ولم يحمد الله ولم يمجده. وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَانْصَرَفَ Yani a person, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw a man praying and he didn't glorify Allah. He didn't praise Allah and he didn't make dua, salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and then he left from his prayer, he finished. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم عَجَّلَ هَذَا Yani this man has hastened. Hastened. He didn't يعني do what as much all that he should have done. فَدَعَاهُ وَقَالَ لَهُ وَلِغَيْرِهِ. Then the Prophet called for him and he said to him and he said to other him, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَبْدَعْ بِتَمْجِيدِ رَبِّهِ وَالثَّنَى عَلَيْهِ وَلْيُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ النَّبِي وَلْيُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثُمَّ يَدْعُو بِمَا شَاءَ. So he said that if any one of you prays, then he should begin with mentioning the majesty and the glory of Allah, and then praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then asking for salat upon me, upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he may supplicate, yani, with whatever he wills, for himself or whomever he wants to supplicate for. This hadith is reported in At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood, the Isnad in Sahih, and Shaykh al-Albani mentions it in Sifat al-Salat. On page 182, yani, of the printing of Maktaba al-Ma'arif. Yani, there are a lot of different printings of Sifat al-Salat. Paging might be a little bit different, but in any case, under this topic, you'll find it. Okay, so this one thing, Salat ala Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you prays, then he should make dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, it's narrated from Abi Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, أقبل رجل حتى جلس بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن عنده. Yani, a person came upon us and he sat right directly in front of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم while we were in his presence, in the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما السلام عليك فقد عرفناه فكيف نصلي عليك إذا نحن صلينا عليك في صلاتنا في صلواتنا صلى الله عليك. قال فصمت حتى أحببنا أن الرجل لم يسأله ثم قال إذا أنتم صليتم علي فقولوا اللهم صلي على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وعلى آل محمد. To the end of the hadith. This hadith reported, يعني, he said with Isnad Hassan ibn Khuzaima. I didn't yani go back and check it, but in any case the meaning of it yani is known to us from the hadith of Ka'b ibn Ujra that we have recited many, many times. Yani, would you like me to give you a gift? And he said, Bala, and the gift was the yani wording of the tashahud here and the Salat ala Nabi. In any case, in this narration it's reported from Abi Mas'ud that he said a man came to the Prophet and he sat in front of him while we were with him. And he said, as far as salam alayka, we know how to make salam on you, so what about, how do we make salat upon you? The Prophet remained silent, samata, until we wished, yani ahbabna, we would have loved that the man had never asked him a question. Yani, as though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have an answer for him. And then he said to him, if you people, yani, pray upon me, make salat upon me, then say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, al-Nabi al-Ummi, wa ala ali Muhammad, to the end of the narration. And the end of this discussion here, yani, they make a benefit, and that's our hadith, the hadith of Ka'b ibn Ujra. He said the best of the wordings of the salat on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that which is narrated by Ka'b ibn Ujra. And he said, yani, that we said the same thing to the Prophet, we know how to make salam on you, how do we make salam on you? And then the Prophet gave him the wording of yani the salat ala Nabi, how to say it. Yani, for the sake of time, I'm just trying to yani finish from this. That hadith is famous. Yani, we have recited it too many times over the past few years. In any case, it is the wording yani of the salat on the Prophet Allah, on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, taslim. The last matter of the salat is the taslim. This is point number 11. And this point, it's mentioned here. ثبت فرضية السلام بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث علي رضي الله عنه مفتاح الصلاة طهور وتحريمه التكبير وتحليله التسليم رواه أحمد والشافعي وأبو داود وابن ماجه والترمذي وقال هذا أصح شيء في الباب. الشيخ الألباني said in مشكات hadith number 312, Hassan. Hadith is Hassan. The hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, the miftah of salat is tuhur. Yani, the key for for opening the salat, to begin the salat, is tuhur, purification. وَتَحْرِيمُهَا التَّكْبِيرُ. And the tahrim of the salat is the takbir, meaning the thing that makes it prohibited to say or do any actions that are not connected to the salat is the takbir. Once a person says Allahu Akbar, it's not permissible to do and say things not related to the salat. وَتَحْلِيلُهَا, yani the tahleel of the salat, which makes things halal, yani speaking and acting with speech and action that are not related to the salat. Yani what makes that permissible is at-tasleem, saying assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah in the ways that have been narrated from the Prophet. This is reported by Imam Ahmed in his Musnad, and al-Shafi in his Musnad, and Abu Dawud in his Sunan, Ibn Majah in his Sunan, and al-Tirmidhi in Sunan. And al-Tirmidhi said, هَذَا أَصَحُّ شَيْءٍ فِي الْبَابِ. What does the meaning of هَذَا أَصَحُّ شَيْءٍ فِي الْبَابِ? Is the most authentic of what? Yani, the most authentic of whatever, yani, is related to this particular topic. The topic of what? The topic of? At-Taslim. At-Taslim. Most authentic thing related to At-Taslim. And then it says, وَأَنْ وَعَلْ إِبْنِ حُجْرِ رضي الله عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكان يسلم عن يمينه. He said, يعني that Wa'il ibn Hujr رضي الله عنه, he said, I prayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he used to make the salams to his right. He used to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Listen up. وعن شماله assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And on his left he used to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahih. Wa in iktafa bi qawlihi assalamu alaykum aw assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah ajza'ahu wa kulluhu waridun. Yani this narration came reported by Abu Dawud with isnad that's authentic. And if a person sufficed with just saying, instead of assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, if they just said assalamu alaykum, or if they just said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah without barakatuh, then it will be, he will be getting credit for having done the salam, and all of it is warid, yani reported from the Prophet. What is wrong with this narration? Yeah, what is wrong with this? What is reported here in our book? Wa'il ibn Hujr, he said, I prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to pray, say to his right, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And he used to say to his left, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's wrong with this narration? First of all, this is not the narration of Wa'il that came in the Sunan of Abu Dawud. That's not how it's worded. What's wrong with the wording here? Ya Waleed. Does anybody hear that? Yani to the right is from the Sunnah, from the ways the Prophet made Taslim, that he said to the right, sometimes, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Three things. And to the left, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And sometimes he said to the right and to the left only, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And sometimes he said to the right, assalamu alaykum, and to the left, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and then assalamu alaykum. Yani two supplications to the right and one to the left. As far as assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, right and the left, that's not how it's narrated in the Sunan of Abu Dawud from Wa'il ibn Hujr. Rather, he narrated the way it came, that is, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, three supplications to the right, and assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, two supplications to the left. That's how it came in the Sunan of Abu Dawud, and that is an authentic narration. No, when you say this, you should be turning to your right. Completely. Yani turning all the way to your right and turning all the way to your left. There's a narration from the Prophet ﷺ, in which he used to make one taslim to what is facing him,